Every day, people make decisions, big and small. Making decisions is crucial to teach youngsters of all ages because parents want their teenagers to grow up self-sufficient, responsible, and joyful adults. According to a certain study, individuals who can analyze a situation and make a choice are usually more successful. Giving young children limited choices among two possibilities contribute to helping teenagers develop decision-making abilities. However, as teenagers grow, they will have to learn to make increasingly independent choices. Learning and employing decision-making and the problem-solving process will help teenagers in reaching this goal. Hi, I'm Akshay Jalan, working as a senior project manager at IIT Bombay since a decade and helping students to explore, discover, and grow in the career journey. When I talk about students, they are students, primarily teenagers, starting from class 8 till they complete their graduation. I see that many of the students, they face problem in decision making related to their careers, and they need to be scientifically and systematically guided on how they can make a decision that can be fruitful not only for their professional life but also for their personal life. And I believe that we as parents play a very crucial role in helping our children or teenagers make a proper decision. So here I'm going to present some points in this podcast where we are going to go deep and understand how we can empower teens to make their own decisions. So welcome to this episode of Career Vision Podcast, and let's begin. Before that, I would like to mention to you that if you want to know more about our services and attend our webinar, you could go to this link jakshay.com and register for the next webinar. Suppose you and your adolescent teen have got quite well or are experiencing problems. In that case, it is critical to demonstrate that you support and love them, that you can help teenagers in their difficult times, and that you are there for them. Here are four factors to keep in mind that can help you empower your team. First is, motivate them to express their emotion. So take opportunities at different instances to communicate with your team. Ask for information about their day and what they have been up to. It might be as easy as inviting them to assist you with a job, such as making dinner, so that you can catch up on their day. So inform them that you'll always be there for them and want to know how they are experiencing and thinking. So a few encouraging words can make them feel more at ease and share their emotions with you. Next, it is essential to identify and explain any emotions they are experiencing, even if they are unpleasant. When they are sensitive to you, you may respond with terms such as, "I feel empathy. That seems to be a dreadful condition," or "that makes perfect sense." It is easy to observe what your teenager is doing that you do not agree with. Try to notice and commend them on whatever they do well, even if it is as basic as cleaning up after themselves. Next comes, make an effort to help teenagers and show your support for them. So there are opportunities where you could work together to establish new habits and daily objectives that are attainable for the teen. You might plan some household responsibilities around academics or set a goal such as doing assignments before dinner. And you can even take help of a career coach to understand how to plan their timetable so that they can feel more stress-free about their academic career. Teenage years are synonymous with independence. So give your kid enough time and privacy to be on their own. They also require to have their own space. Also, we can find a few ideas to encourage and help teenagers to take breaks from the housework, schoolwork, or other duties that they may be doing. Because if they are dissatisfied, it may be counterproductive in different areas of their life. So we should collaborate them to come up with solutions. And it's best that when the solutions actually come from them, we can suggest them, but it's best not to command them to do this or do that. Next is collaborate to resolve the disagreement. When you wish to assist teens, listen to the perspectives and try to settle problems calmly. Understand that everyone is under stress. Never address a problem while you are upset. Take a step back, take a deep breath and relax. You can discuss it with him or her later. Power conflicts should be avoided at all costs. Teens could now feel out of control with the environment becoming unpredictable and options appearing limited. So, identify with the desire to take control in a terrifying circumstance rather than fighting back or getting overwhelmed. It's important to be direct and honest with the student and let them realize if you're stressed out. It's also important that teenagers learn how to handle challenging emotions. When there is a disagreement, take some time to consider how you and your adolescent may overcome it. You may share your thoughts with your adolescent so that they can see how you think. Next is take care of yourself. So elders face several challenges, which could be helping teenagers if you also had self-care and help. Self-care is also a fantastic approach to modeling the practice for your teenager. When you are stressed as a parent, don't hesitate to ask for help. It is natural and acceptable to feel like this. So find a family member or a friend with whom you can speak. Third is schedule time for your interpersonal communication. Find a few individuals with whom you can discuss your thoughts and experiences. Schedule time to do activities helping teenagers deal with and manage stress. Whether your day is stressful or relaxed, taking care of oneself is critical to your overall well-being. Doing what you enjoy or spending a few minutes away from your day might help you feel rested and re-energized. Experiment with several positive coping techniques to see what works best for you. Exercising, chatting with friends, creating to-do lists or making plans, sticking to routines and schedules, meditating on what you're thankful for or are pleased with, and doing activities you like such as music, painting, dancing, and keeping a diary are some options. So, teenagers need us to provide them with age-appropriate options and responsibilities. Teenagers may be stroppy, believing that they are completely capable of managing their own lives and forming their own decisions. Sometimes parents may be harsh or assume complete responsibility for everything, whatever the children are learning in school, who they meet, when they come in. Such micromanagement may not be productive and may be counteractive even to the relationship itself. So, physical, mental and emotional health contribute to a happy life. It also includes being aware of your emotions, participating in various activities, having positive connections and community connections, finding purpose in life, and experiencing that your decisions are good and you're performing well. So to know more about helping teenagers emotionally, mentally, and physically, you could join our webinar and understand more about the role of parents in career selection that we cover in a section of our webinar. So to register for that, I invite you to go to jakshay.com. So hope this podcast was helpful for you and you got some insights as a parent of how you could empower your teenage son, daughter to make important decisions for a happy life, be it career or be it anything in general. Wishing you all the best and I'll see you in the next podcast. Thank you.